Second down throw for Lucas was batted down at the line of scrimmage by Drew Mack. So third and seven here from their own 46-yard line is Collins. Here's Lucas bobbles the snap, and it's on the ground. Shelby County may have this one. I think they do. And the indication says Cameron Armstrong has got the fumble recovery in the backfield.
No, he's pointing and saying now that Shelby County doesn't
have possession.
Well, they got one guy pointing one way, one pointing the other way. Now the white hat's got it right.
The white hat pointed in the direction of Collins first, and now he's got it back to Shelby County. So Shelby County does recover the fumble. It was Cameron Armstrong with the fumble recovery in the backfield. It was a bobbled snap by JR that he never could get back on top of. And so another turnover for Collins gives it to the Rockets in good field position.
That is turnover number five.
Correct.
For Collins tonight. And still just a 21-10 ball game. We got to take, you know, we got to take care of it right here.
11:50, just 10 seconds gone by here in the fourth quarter. Drain dropping back the pass. Going to look here up from the near sideline. This is Davis, the intended target. And in coverage was Cam Harris on Davis in the zone coverage there. And that one falls incomplete.
Sort of threw that one off his front foot a little bit. If he'd have planned, he had James Bradley about 5 or 10 yards further to the right, wide open.
Tried to kind of hit the home run there with Davis, but Cam Harris was good in coverage for Collins, and so that brings up second down and 10 here. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line of Collins. James Bradley and Connor Dean on the offensive formation here for the Rockets. The option pitch here is to the near side to Connor Dean. He'll throw one defender off, and he's brought down by Harris at the 35. That's the first carry of the night for Connor Dean.
Connor had like two carries on a year, and he had one for 75 yards.
He had a big one. It was one of those monster touchdown runs. He threw a couple defenders down, just like he did there. This brings up third down and seven. They'll spot him inside the 35 at the 34.
No negative yards here. I'd say we're pretty close to field goal range.
Drain sends Dean in motion. Give us to Moorhead. He'll spin down inside or right at the 30-yard line.
Be looking one from 47 right here.
Moorhead gets the call. It's going to bring up fourth down and just less than 3 yards. And Tyler Drain going to go back out to the offensive huddle here on fourth and three.
What's the chances that Collins coach staff's over there yelling, don't jump, don't jump, don't jump.
Davis goes in motion. They try the hard count. Collins doesn't budge. Drain's still there. Now they're going to run it. Give it an end around here to Keon Stone, who makes a cut. He's not going to get the first down. He'll be stopped short. And they're not going to throw the flag, although there was a possible face mask. But it's going to be another turnover on downs for the Rockets, who can't come up with any offensive productivity after the turnover. And, boy, Tom, that was probably the one chance here, the first chance for Shelby County to kind of stick it to the Titans, and Titan defense stands up.
This is probably one of the best defensive performances tonight by Collins all year.
10-10 left to go in this one. 21-10 is our score, and J.R. Lucas stands alone in the backfield, takes the shotgun snap. Looking left, has a man. That's going to be 23, Zach Stucker, out over the 45, and that's good for a first down.
That was complete defensive breakdown by Shelby County right there. They had somebody with him, and J.R. Rowland, he decided to come up and protect the line of scrimmage, and J.R. just flipped it right over his head.
10 minutes to go now. Collins first and 10 from their own 46, looking over to head coach Jerry Lucas, also the play caller and offensive coordinator. Lucas by himself, four wideouts here to the near side, looking here to the near side. Now he's under pressure. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down for a loss back at the 40-yard line. Drew Mack and Connor Dean both in the backfield for the Rockets. Also six on that quarterback sack.
Now that's more about what we saw the first time we played, rushing up those outside, bringing somebody up the middle.
We're looking for Jaden Wilson, I believe, on a screen here to the near sideline, but he was covered up pretty quickly as well. Brings up second down.
Four wide to the side.
Lucas takes the snap, looks over the middle, has a man. That's Nick Eads. He's met, and he'll break two tackles, and now he's off and running down the left side. Brandon Davis trying to run him down. He tries to wrap him up, and he'll have him brought down inside the 20, and a big play there on second and long.
Again, Coach Lucas is adjusting. He's going to his – got a person down. He's not going to his what I call big name guys, the ones that's got him here all year, Maggard, Roseberry, Peyton Hawk. He's going to, I guess, his secondary reads. Finding needs. You said he had a screen set up for Wilson a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are starting to make some plays.
Called the Hawks name once or twice, and Maggard had obviously a long run back in the first quarter, but said we've seen more of Jaden Wilson and Zach Stucker. Here Nick Eads, I believe, is the injured player on the ground over on the far sideline.
Several around him.
And a lot of his own teammates.
He is moving. He's setting up.
8:52 left to go, and, boy, it was a nice catch by Eads. He got away from two different defenders at about the 40-yard line and then took off. Brandon Davis brought him down inside the 20. They've spotted it at the 16-yard line for Collins. Still tending to Nick Eads over on the...
sitting up. It looks like it's a lower leg ankle type of thing. Up on his feet.
Walking off on his own here, but kind of scary there when you see all your teammates kind of come around and get down in there close and go check on him and kind of pay attention to his status here for the final 8 minutes and 52 seconds. Collins trailing by 11, 21-10, looking to cap this drive off with some type of score. Lucas will march the offense back out after the injury timeout. Three wideouts here down on the near side. Hawk all alone to the left of the formation. They're going to give it to Roseberry. Flag on the play. Roseberry runs up the middle of the field.
That's usually a motion over here like that.
And we'll wait and see, but they threw it back against Collins.
Might have been the illegal formation. Not enough people on the line of scrimmage.
Looking at Shelby County's direction, though. Let's see.
Threw it the wrong way. False start.
It's the illegal procedure against Collins. So it will be a 5-yard penalty, and boy, that's quite a big penalty when you see where Roseberry ran that down inside the 10. This backs Collins up outside of the red zone at the 21-yard line.
Well, how far did he take it down?
He was down at the 8.
That's a 13-yard. I know it doesn't go down that way, but that's a 13-yard change of plays right there.
Here's Lucas, takes a snap, going to give it to Roseberry again, and they'll have
it
wrapped up in the backfield, back close to the 20. Yard line, probably a gain, actually, of one on the play, but very short run for Roseberry on first and long, and so that'll bring up second down and 15.
Now, Collins is down here. There's absolutely no doubt that they're four down territory.
Trying to draw them off. No flag thrown here. They try to draw Shelby County offside. Now looking over to the sideline, trying to get a play on second and 15 from the 21-yard line. Lucas takes a snap, looking left, has a man. That's Roseberry out of the backfield. He's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown.
That was a simple swing pass, running the back out in the flat, hitting right dead on the run. There's no question like that. You get Nashon. They're going for two.
21-16 here with 7:43, and going to keep the offense on the field here, trying to get a two-point conversion and make it a three-point game.
You know, if Doug and Scott Korn were up here tonight, Scott would be calling the front pylon right here.
I think you're right. I think you're right. That's, I mean, you know, and look, historically, that's what we've seen for so many years, watching my brother throw that throw. And Lucas has two wide outs to each side of the formation on this two-point conversion try, takes a snap, rolls to the left. That's exactly what it is. They'll fake it, and they throw it to Maggard, who faked it, then went to the back of the end zone on the double move, was wide open, and they convert the two-point conversion, and it's now 21-18. Shelby County leading by three here with 7:43 to go in this second-round playoff game.
It was very important that the kick will be short, kicked it into the wind. It's very important that we hold on to football. I don't think Coach Lucas will onside kick this one. I think he'll try to put us back down there the way his defense has been playing.
I just never say never with Coach Lucas.
You never say never about the onside kick.
No. I just never say never. But down 21-18, heck, the Rockets' opening drive of the first half lasted 7 minutes plus. It may not be late enough. May not be too early.
We'll find out here in just a second.
Webb Bates lines up here to kick this one away. He'll approach the ball, and it will be a kick out of bounds. And, wow, that'll be a flag.
Rockets will take it from the 35. Be glad to take that.
And we'll take it from the 35, as he's exactly right. Tyler Drain over here getting some instruction from offensive coordinator Nick Edwards as he walks out with the offense. But 7:43 on the clock here in a tight one.
Very important. Chubby can't hold on to the football. And we got to have something positive come out of this drive right here, whether or not we eat the clock all the way down or take it down there real quickly and put it in the end zone.
Tyler Drain, the quarterback at the 35-yard line of the Rockets, hands it off to Moorhead between the tackles. He'll get about a 4 or 5 yard gain to the 40-yard line. Here's a flag late.
Late flag.
And let's see who this goes against. I think it's going to go against Shelby County. Dead ball, personal foul against the Rockets. I don't know what that was about. I didn't see any extracurricular.
So it's going to put us back to the 25 and be first and 20.
Couldn't see what that flag was about. And you see Coach Shipley pacing down to the 30-yard line with the headset off. I think trying to get a clear and concise explanation, but nonetheless, back the Rockets up to the 25-yard line.
Second down after the play.
Here's the option. They're going to run Drain all the way out to the sideline. He spins back, tries to come back this direction. He's still on his feet and holds on to the football, but my goodness, he's going to be dropped for a loss on this play. Loss of about 5 or 6. It'll spot him. And boy, oh boy, this is going to bring up third down and long for the Rockets. With the clock moving now, under 7 minutes to go.
Now they're marking it as third down.
It is third down and 25 from the 20. They've got to get it all the way out to the, they got to get it out to the 45-yard line. The ball is at the 20. Drain takes a shotgun snap. The give is to Moorhead up the middle. He's got
that
room. Bounces over the 40, out to the 40-yard line. He'll come up about 5 yards short. And let's see, we bring up fourth down and 5, so
That was
huge three and out.
That was a huge play right there. I got the ball out closer to midfield, and Josh Edwards' leg with this wind. Dangerous Dalton Maggard's back.
Maggard standing all alone back at the 22-yard line of Collins. Edwards standing at his 27 waiting the snap. A high one, but a good one. And here's a high spiraling kick. Bounces down. It takes a rocket bounce. All the way inside the 10, down to about the 9-yard line. And so a nice punt there from Josh Edwards, the senior punter, pinning the Titans back, back at their own 9-yard line. And with 5 minutes, 41 seconds left in this one, Collins will try and drive the 91 yards to get the go-ahead score.
They are down 3, which has got them within field goal, but however, they are driving into the wind.
5 turnovers tonight for this Collins offense, and just a 3-point margin. They trail here in the fourth quarter. Staggering. Lucas takes the shotgun snap.
Right, his own little option right there.
Up the middle. Short gain. Brought down after about a gain of 2, maybe 3.
You know, yeah, they got to go 90 yards, but Shelby County's defense really needs to get aggressive.
3 wideouts come out here to the near sideline. Clock moving at 5 minutes, 16 seconds. Here's the snap. They'll give to Roseberry up the middle, trying to get through the line. He'll get out closer to the 15-yard line, and this will bring up third down and about 4 yards to long 4. Clock under 5 minutes here. Ball spotted down at the 15-yard line. They got to get out across the 19. Lucas all alone in the backfield. Takes a snap, drops back. Looks over the middle. This one falls incomplete. Deflected by Jose Carrias in the middle of the field. And that's going to bring up fourth down. Clock is stopped at 4 minutes, 43 seconds. And I don't think Coach Lucas has an option here. I think they're going to have to punt this one away.
With that wind, fourth and 15, fourth and 5, don't jump off sides. Shelby County a little disorganized on who they're going to put deep.
Bates stands back at his own goal line. No one is deep to return. Here's the snap. Bates is going to get this one away. It's a short kick. This one bounces Titans at their own 44-yard line is where it's downed by the Titans' DJ Webb. And the Rockets get good field position here with 4 minutes and 37 seconds left in the. Boy, a big stop there for the Shelby County defense. late here in the fourth quarter, leading by three, 21-18. Spotted at the 43, so Tyler Drain marching out here to the huddle. 21-18, Shelby County on top with 4 minutes, 37 seconds left to go. Drain brings Stone in motion. They'll give to Moorhead over the right side. He's wrestling with a defender and finally brought down after a short gain. About 2 yards picked up by Moorhead there on first down. And so spot him down at the 41-yard line. Second down and 8. Clock moving here, 4 minutes, 15 seconds. Can be sure Coach Shipley and this offense will not be in too big of a hurry. Try the hard count. No one jumped on that one. Now they'll look over here. Clock under 4 minutes. Drain sends Davis in motion. Drain will keep it up the middle between the tackles. He's got the first down. Spins away. Now he's trying to get through. Down to the 20. And Tyler Drain slipped it away from Moorhead, kept it on the option keep, and he'll have the ball down inside the red zone. Actually, now they'll spot him outside of the 20 at the 21.
You know, that play, we brought Brandon in motion back toward Tyler, snapped it. Davis just let him straight up into the hole, and Tyler was able to pull the ball from Caleb and just follow him straight up in there.
So 3 minutes, 31 seconds. And the clock moving, 3 wide outs to the far side. They'll give it to Drain. Will keep it, actually, on the option keep. He'll lean forward after he lost his footing inside the 20. They'll give him about a 3-yard gain on first down.
You know, they went trips right there, which you never see. And run the option to the outside. Stone was just a little bit too far away from for Tyler to push. If he was able to get the pitch that far out, it'd been sick.
If Collins can stop Shelby County on this play here, they've got 2 timeouts left. Be curious to see if Coach Lucas will start to use those. Here's second down. Drain's going to keep it.
Ball
is on the ground,
Shelby County
is able to fall back on top of it, and Tyler Drain threw it right at a Collins defender and luckily got back on top of the ball. Clock is moving here, though, now, and so it's third down and long. I'm curious here with 2 timeouts why Coach Jerry Lucas might keep those, not use one here on third down to give his ball club a chance. But
Coach Lucas loves to keep them for his offense. It gets down there a little further. He'll burn one, but
if they get the first down here, though, and he's only got 2 timeouts, under a minute and a half to go, he's not going to get his offense back on the field.
Shelby's getting ready to burn one here.
Yeah.
Talk about it. So, as you said, that was probably a 35-second runoff.
2:05 on the clock. Shelby County uses its first timeout of this second half.
But he does. Coach Lucas loves to try to save those for his offense. And he knows he can move them down. It keeps the middle of the field open for him. Crucial play of the football game right here.
Yeah, a few things to think about here. 2:05 on the clock. It's third down and about 12 after that fumble. Shelby County has 2 timeouts. Collins has 2 timeouts. And the wind is at the back of Edwards, but a field goal here.
Field goal doesn't do you anything. It prevents a tie.
It prevents them from kicking a field goal, which they've got to go into the wind and kick a field goal. So we'll see what happens here on third down. I mean, you know, Shelby County has got to play to try to get third down.
It's third and 12.
And hold on to the football.
Keep it on the ground to burn the clock or their timeouts or chance to throw it for the win.
So Drain marches the offense out, 3 wide outs to the near side. He's going to pass on third down. This one is going to be incomplete, intended for James Bradley here on the near sideline. Boy, that one was almost intercepted also by Collins. Zach Smith was right there in the middle of that one.
Now we're going to go ahead and go for the field goal.
And so they are going to try the field goal, a long field goal it will be. They bring Edwards out. It would give Shelby a 6-point lead.
I mean, that just wasn't a very good toss. He was wide open. Behind him, short of him, and
a 43-yard try from the 31.
41-yarder.
41-yarder.
They've already blocked one.
On the first hash, here's the snap, here's the kick.
That's
on
good.
The way. Boy, it looks good. And it is. A long field goal by Edwards is through. And Collins now trailing 24-18 with under 2 minutes to go. And now J.R. Lucas, Coach Jerry Lucas, will bring the offense back out here. They've got 2 timeouts in their back pocket, so, you know, works out in their favor, that they'll be able to stop the clock a couple times if necessary. We are a minute and 56 seconds away from knowing the fate of this one. Edwards will boot this one away with the wind, of course, behind his back.
Yeah, it's very critical that we get this one into the end zone. Collins has such great athletes back there on the goal line just waiting.
24-18 is our score. Edwards awaits the whistle. Now he'll approach. And this one's going to be short of the end zone. Roseberry going to take this one out up the middle of the field. And he'll be hit by Connor Dean at the 30-yard line.
Rock it down. Shake it up.
Jose Carrias is a little shaky getting up, but he's now dusted himself off. And here we go. 1:51 left to go in this one. Collins will have it. And J.R. Lucas will try to right the ship down the field here. They'll have to go just under 70 yards, about 69 yards, for the tying score. Lucas has two wideouts to the far side, running back at his left. He'll roll to the left, looking to that sideline. Now he'll run upfield and be brought down behind the 30, a loss of one as he is hit by Connor Dean. Brian Johns also chasing him down the line. And the clock rolling at 1:34. 1:30.
They're trying to run a quick out right there to Maggard, rolling JR. They're going to keep rolling JR to side, moving the pocket.
Three wideouts come to the near sideline, moving from left to right. Here's the snap. Second and 11.
Down the field here.
Throw over the middle. This one is incomplete, intended for Zach Stucker. Stucker had it in a hand, but kind of tipped it up in the air.
That's always dangerous to be picked off.
No one was in the area to try and pick that one off, and so it'll bring up third down and 11 from the 29-yard line of Shelby County. Clock is stopped at 1 minute and 15 seconds. Shelby County leading 24-18. Three wide receivers come to the near sideline. Maggard is the farthest one away from Lucas, who takes the shotgun snap. Third and long, looking over the middle of the field. Here's a throw. It's going to be intercepted by Cameron Armstrong, and that is going to do it.
And how about that smart play right there? Intercepted the ball instead of trying to run it back up the field.
Armstrong got down after he picked it off at the 47-yard line, took about one step, figured this one was already over, and went down immediately. And that's his second interception of the ball game. I tell you what, we haven't really said it, but he's been on kick returns a couple times tonight. Defensively, he's had a lot of big plays. That's the second pick, as I mentioned. And Cameron Armstrong seals this one for Shelby County. The ball is spotted just over the 50-yard line at the 49 with 1:07 to go. Two timeouts still here by Collins. And so we see a shotgun formation here. Drain going to hand it off to Moorhead up the middle, fighting his way in the pile there. No fumble, no flags, and so the clock is whistled dead here as Collins will burn one of their two remaining timeouts with 1 minute to play. While we say, oh, well, this is all wrapped up, still got a minute left. Collins still has a timeout to burn, and when they do, it should still leave somewhere north of 50 seconds left on third down.
If Collins Shelby takes a knee here, that runs it down to 55.
It's going to be
timeout. Run the third down play. We're not going to do it. We'll have to run a fourth down play.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awfully close. So trying to figure out what the strategy will be here. I mean, you know, you've got Caleb Moorhead back there and Tyler Drain who. On the option, just between those two, whether they give to Moorhead or you
can
tell Drain to keep it.
I can see the fake handoff.
Right.
Up into Caleb and him following him straight up in it.
Right. And the play where Davis kind of led through the line, you know, you may see something like that. You may see the hard count here. You know, you just don't know. 1 minute to go, 24-18, Rockets lead.
And not too many people have left this place.
A lot of folks still here on their feet. Here's the snap and a flag going to be thrown here. Let's see. And Zach Stucker, he hits Keon Stone after the play. Boy, now here you go. A 5-yard penalty for a false start on Shelby County.
The main thing is starting to get a little chippy out there.
There's a lot of emotion in this game.
There sure is, and that wasn't much of a hit by Stucker there, and I think he played it off a little bit.
He may have.
You know, or he might have been just hit him just enough to knock him off his feet. He might have been off balance or something. It really wasn't
malicious.
The crowd sort of yelled and roared, but there wasn't much to that.
Back Shelby County up to their own 48-yard line, put a minute back on the clock here on second down. It'll give us to Moorhead up the middle of the field. He's not going to get back to midfield. He'll get to blow this play dead, and Collins says they got the football, but I don't think the referees agree. And a timeout going to be called. This is the last and final timeout for Collins of this ball game with 53 and a half seconds on the clock. And this will be third down at about 12 yards, maybe more like 13. It's just a long 12.
Well, if we can get a run a play for, say, a 10-second play, lay around, come up real slow. The question is, will they get it spotted by the 25-second clock?
53.5 seconds. Rockets leading 24-18. Winner advances to the third round against John Hardin next Friday night. Rockets hoping to hang on to this one and host John Hardin next week.
24-18, anything can happen.
No timeouts. So you've got to think here, Coach Shipley and offensive coordinator Nick Edwards are going to run a play here to get the clock moving. Here's the shotgun snap. They're going to give it to Davis on an end around.
Stay inbound.
And he's going to stay inbound. He gets just over the 50-yard line, and they're going to spot him back at the original line of scrimmage. The clock is moving, and
34 seconds. So we are going to have to run a play with 9 seconds to go. They'll run it. Shelby will run it down, call timeout, and punt the ball away.
22 seconds and moving. Shipley watching the clock here. He's already told the official, you know, give it, going to get it all the way down as close as we can. There's the 5 second.
We can go inside.
Marker.
Forward timeout.
And timeout taken by Shelby County with 5 seconds left on the clock. It's actually 5.2. So they'll take their second timeout. Actually, is that their?
That's Shelby's second timeout.
That's their second timeout. The ball is at the 49 of Collins. And so the question here, Tom, is with some of the issues they've had with the long snapper tonight, do you let Tyler Drain stand back there in a short pooch punt?
I think they're wanting to put time back on the clock. I can't tell what they're saying. I think they want 9 seconds, but that should be less than that. It should be 6-something, in my opinion.
They're conferring here. Coach Edwards is obviously not happy they're going to put any time back on the clock, but they do have Josh Edwards standing out in the punt formation here on fourth down. It's fourth and 10.
There ain't no way it's 9 seconds.
They've got 9 seconds they're going to put back here. They're going to put a total of 9 seconds, so it'll be
so much
9.0 seconds.
I thought they might put somebody back there with Josh. 5 seconds. They can just about run the clock out.
Yeah. Well, it's not out of the realm of possibility here that you...
The main thing is I don't let Maggard get his hand on the return.
Mm-hmm.
Kick it out of bounds. Kick it wherever you want.
Right.
But don't let Maggard try to hit this corner over here far away from him.
Here's a good snap back to Edwards. They bring the house. He gets this one away. It's a high, wobbly kick back to Maggard, who does return it from his own 14-yard line. Tries to look for some room. Here's Davis going to wrap
ball game.
It up. And this one is going to be over.
Get off the field, guys. Get off the field.
Maggard is tackled at the 18-yard line, and no time is left on the clock. It was a high punt from Josh Edwards. Maggard tried to find some room, and he was brought down. Brandon Davis was in there on that tackle for Shelby County, who hangs on to win this one and advance on to the third round as they win tonight 24-18 over their crosstown rival, the Collins Titans. You're listening to High School Football Tonight on Power 93.3.